Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing all kinds of good stuff, and I'm going to start with some local bands playing out this week. First is Classic Ruins with NyQuil Stinger from Room Starts Spinning. Classic Ruins started in the late 70s, had some discs out in the 80s. Still plays out on occasion. Seems like a little more lately, too. They'll be playing Saturday night at Kodo in Salem, Mass. So here's Classic Ruins with NyQuil Stinger from the album Room Starts Spinning.
This is called NyQuil Stinger, ladies and gentlemen. We got the thrills coming up. As if there could be a bigger thrill.
the radio.
Let's see, we just heard, started with Classic Ruins doing NyQuil Stinger from Room Starts Spinning. And I said they were big in the 80s and so. And they're playing this Saturday night at Kodo in Salem, Mass. After that, you heard the Devil's Twins with Love and War from their 2013 album Old Fashioned Mischief. It's an older song, I know, but I love that song. That's my... Devil's Twins play great music, and that's my favorite of their songs. And they're going to be playing Friday night at O'Brien's Pub in Allston, Mass. Then you heard the Gala, or Gala. How do you pronounce that? I'm never sure how that word is pronounced. The Gala with Blood Orange from their new album, Bad News, fronted by singer Emily Doran, the garage rock band formed in 2016. And the Gala will also be on the bill at O'Brien's Pub on Friday night. Then, let's see, we heard the Thigh Scrapers with, what did we hear? With, on the radio from this self-titled disc. They started in 2012 by WMFO DJ Brian Young, who has a show, A Crash Course for the Ravers on Saturday afternoons. Young is the lead vocalist of the band, and Thigh Scrapers will be playing Friday night at the Jeannie Johnston Pub in Jamaica Plain. Okay, now, see, last week's show here, a man called up with a request for the Tedeschi Trucks Band's song, Anyhow. I couldn't find the song anywhere in the studio, so I played another of their songs. Then I made a point of finding the song and bringing it in for today's show. So I hope you're listening today who wants the song. I hope he is listening, and here's the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Anyhow.
ain't got no time to settle down. She's been rolling in love in overtime. Well, she told me so. She just wants to rock and roll.
Wanna take my baby. said she wanna tell.
Thank you.
York City bound. Runs on the tracks, run through the middle of the city, running parallel to Columbus Sale. Run by Blackwood, runs by Albemarle, runs on the Mass Ave, and it keeps on running on the tracks, run out by Fort Hill. And if you're lucky enough to live down in that neighborhood, every day, about 9:35, you'll be sitting down trying to grab some eggs and bacon, and that train come by, and your whole house starts shaking. But it's a powerful train, but it's a powerful train, yeah. But it's a powerful train. Gonna sneak up on ya, get underneath your window, blow its whistle loud and long.
Are you riding on the train? sofa speaking. I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, 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 wait. Hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in. Let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and the station.
Hey, this is Marion Farrow with Rock Under the Radar here. You're listening to on WMFO in Medford. The last set was a bunch of local bands. Yeah, well, one used to be local. It was the Tedeschi Trucks Band, way beyond local now. And anyway, that song was Anyhow. And as I said, someone called in to request it on the show last week. So I hope you're listening tonight today because I made sure I could find it and play it. After that, you heard Diablogato with She Just Wants to Rock and Roll from the 2016 self-titled debut album. Where are they playing? I know they have a gig coming up, and why don't I have it down in my notes? I don't know. I'll try to find it for you before the show's over, because they're playing somewhere this week. Then you heard The Grave Dancers with Sucker from the self-titled album. That's an Ian Hunter cover, and since we saw Mott the Hoople a couple of weeks ago with Ian Hunter at, I forget how old he is, pretty old, 79 or something, I forget, and he was still doing it well, and so I thought I'd play this. And the Somerville Porch Fest is this coming Saturday, and I don't have all the schedule for all the bands and places and all that. But I talked to Matt from the Grave Dancers, and he said the Grave Dancers are playing at the Somerville Porch Fest at noontime, and the address they'll be at is 10 Leslie Street in Somerville. So that's pretty cool. And then you heard the James Montgomery Band with Train from their debut album, 1973's First Time Out. I always loved that song. It got lots of local airplay back then, and... the song mentioned South Station and other places in the area, and James continued playing ever since then. His own bands and playing with everybody else, it seems. I remember when I am an alumni of Tufts here, and I went to Tufts a way long time ago, and James Montgomery Band played here at Tufts. Was a thing in the gym, like, we could dance and drink and whatever. That's when, back then, is when the drinking age was 18. And I saw James Montgomery being right here at Tufts. It was great. Excuse me. And anyway, James Montgomery and friends will be playing next Sunday night at his 70th birthday bash, which will also be a benefit for Guitars for Vets. And this will be at 9 Wallace in Beverly, Mass. With the shows at 3:30 and 6:30. So that's great cause, great show. And now it is serious guitar time. And, what I have here, let's see, I'm going to start with Gary Hoey, another tune from his brand new album, Neon Highway Blues. Joined by guests on some songs, and on this song is Don't Come Crying, and his son Ian Hoey, who was only 16 when this is recorded, joins him on this. I just saw Gary Hoey at the Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire last week, and what a great show. And his son Ian joined him on this song and on some blues as well. And that kid's a good guitarist. I guess that talent runs in the family. So here is Gary Hoey with Don't Come Crying.
Thank you.
me when your money's all gone. I gave you all I had, babe, and you still done me wrong. Don't come crying to me when you got no one to love you. Don't come crying to me when you got no one to love you.
right, that was tonight's Serious Guitar Time. For us, you heard Gary Hoey with his son Ian, who I believe is 17 now. He was like 16 when this was recorded, and that was Don't Come Crying from the Gary's album Neon Highway Blues. He says, saw them the other night at Tupelo Music Hall. Great show. After that, you heard Four Cool Cats with this single City Lights, so they're being from Germany. Bass player John Macalongo is an American who lives over there, and just got this new song from him, City Lights. And the Serious Guitarist's name is Guy Even Vandal. Then you heard Robin Ford with Somebody's Fool from his 2018 album Purple House. Excuse me. The song features Travis McCready from Southern Roots rock band Bishop Gunn on vocals. Robin Ford's an American blues, jazz, and rock guitarist, play with many people, including Miles Davis, Joni Mitchell, George Harrison, and Kiss, quite a wide array of different styles of music. He's received five Grammy nominations, was named one of the 100 greatest guitarists of the 20th century by Musician Magazine. I just saw him last night at the Tupelo Music Hall. It was a good show. Here in WMFO, I don't know if people caught it or not, on Saturday was it was a live day. We had bands playing live in all the shows all afternoon. And I hope you got to listen to that. There was great stuff, like live bands here all day. And it was excellent. And then last week also, there were two nights that there was shows for remembering, I think, the 30th anniversary or something, 25 or 30 years of this show on the town with Mikey D, which was started back then, and he died a number of years ago, but MFO DJs have continued the show and live, and it's all local music, local bands, some live in the studio, sometimes recordings or talking to bands, whatever, and that show's been going on all this time, so there were two nights celebrating that, and then, as I said, Saturday was live music all day on WMFO, and so it's really cool. We've been doing a lot of stuff lately, and I hope you got to enjoy some of it. Anyway, it's about time for me to leave, so my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar you've been listening to for the past hour, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you later, and so Ruby's coming up next.
Shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by.